On the holidays, when we were going to Picton, my brother wanted to come because he was so excited because he never went there before, but we stayed there for one night and we stayed in the motel, and then the next morning I got up and I said, "Can we go to Mapua?" And then Granddad said, "Hang on a minute, you have to take your suitcase and your scooter." And I put my suitcase and my scooter in the car, and then I had to sit in the car and wait for Nana and Granddad, and then they put their suitcase in the car and then drived to Mapua, and we drove all the way to Mapua, but first we had to go to Granddad's brother's ashes to tip them all out, and we got stuck because we didn't know where to go, and then his phone was flat, so we couldn't use it, and we couldn't see the lighthouse, so we tried to keep going, and when we got down this steep hill with these bark, Nana said, "This is the wrong way," and I said, "It is," because I know, because I've been there before with my mum, and Nana said, "Go back, this is the wrong way," and when Grande was back, heading up, Nana was, cry laughing, because it was so funny, and then we got lost. That was the part when we got lost, and then we went back, and then we went to this man and said, "What's just the way to Mapua, to the lighthouse?" And he said a different way, and then we went down it, that one down bit with the bark, and then we opened a gate and the man followed us, but he stopped to talk to our Nana because he wanted to say sorry to tell them the wrong way, and then we went down it, and there's a steep hill you have to drive up, and then I saw the lighthouse, so keep going. I said, "Keep going," and I saw some seals, and I thought it was a dead seal, but it was just laying down on the ground, and there was a road with heaps of cows with no gates, and they were all in the way, and Nana had to jump out and move the cows to open the gate, and she tried to stop the cows from not getting out because we had to drive the cow out, and when I said, "Can we go up to the lighthouse with Granddad?" He said, all right, hold on a minute, and then we went up there, and I saw this person, and I said hi, and then he let me have a look through his binoculars, and I saw these heaps of seals down where the beach is, and that's where we were going to tip the Grandad's brother's ashes out, the smelly was trying to tease the seal to get him. Thank you for listening.